Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show. I get up! On 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Bob and Jeff, KFH Radio. We've got a game coming up shortly. Then Adam Teicher from ESPN.com, What's on Tap. Brought to you by Supplement World, where you can find test of all. Testosterone booster. Max, it is time.
Time to play the game.
Time to play the game here on a Tuesday. A little different time, but we're getting the game in. What's the game today?
I got a couple of little games.
So what is the game?
First game is we're going to go in Kansas and bordering states, and you're going to name all the towns that have at least 100,000 people.
So this is what yesterday's...
Yeah.
I knew that would inspire the game today.
No, it inspired a game today.
All right.
We'll start here in Kansas.
100,000 or more residents.
Yeah.
In Kansas.
This game should not be terribly difficult.
Wichita.
Yeah, there's five.
Overland Park.
Correct.
Topeka.
Yes.
And then it gets a little dicey after that. Kansas City, Kansas.
That's correct.
And the fifth is not coming directly to my brain. It's not Hutch. It's not Salina. It's not. It's got to be Lawrence.
Lawrence has like 96,000.
Then it's got to be another Kansas City suburb.
Yes.
Roland Park.
I don't think it's a suburb, but it's in the Kansas City area.
What is it?
Think about the towns, the cities that have a bunch of high schools.
Blue Valley.
Yeah, but that's Overland Park. Olathe.
Olathe. There you go. All right, I should have gotten that one.
Probably should have gotten that one. I think you'll
Olathe didn't used to be 100,000.
I know. It's a big
it's crazy
town. It's growing by a lot.
Next.
We'll go to Missouri. There are also five in Missouri.
Kansas City.
Yes.
St. Louis.
Yes.
Then it gets difficult.
Does it?
It kind of does, yes.
I guess.
Columbia.
Yes.
Then it gets really difficult.
Does it?
Well, I'm thinking about the state of Springfield.
Yes.
And the fifth one would be?
At a robust 116,672.
The fifth one would be Jefferson City.
No. That's way down the list. That doesn't have many people at all.
Cape Girardeau.
Mm-mm. We also have a city in Kansas with the same name. Not in the same location, not like Kansas City.
What does it start with? Independence, Missouri.
Yes.
Well, see, that's another Kansas City suburb. These are all Kansas, right around Kansas City.
Well, St. Louis, Springfield, and Columbia aren't.
Yeah, give me a break. Next.
Let's go to Oklahoma, where there are four.
There are four?
Yeah.
Tulsa and Oklahoma City, obviously.
Of course.
Then it gets interesting. Norman.
Yes. Not sure you'll get the last one.
And the fourth would be...
We definitely played baseball there. I'm sure.
It might be Enid.
It's not Enid.
It's not Enid. It's not Lawton.
It's not...
It's not Norman. It's not Stillwater. It's not...
It has an opposite named... Not really opposite. I don't know how to describe it, so forget it.
It's not... Did I say Lawton?
Yeah, you did.
What's it start with?
B.
B?
Yeah.
Nothing is coming to my brain. Bartlesville?
No, think about the places we played baseball.
What's the second letter?
R.
In Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Broken Arrow.
Yes, 113.
Well, Broken Arrow's Tulsa. So these... Okay. Next.
Did we not play there?
No, we never played a game in Broken Arrow.
How many do you think Nebraska has?
Three or four.
Two, and you know.
Omaha and Lincoln.
Yes, that's it. There's not even another one. Isn't that crazy? However, you're not going to get all of them, but Colorado has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You're kidding.
12 cities in
Denver,
Colorado.
Denver, Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Fort Collins.
That's four.
Gosh, I got that many more to go.
Well, I think you can get four.
What's the one out there on the very western front of Colorado?
Well, you didn't name an obvious one. Where there might
Colorado
be,
Springs, I said.
You said that. There might be a university in this town.
I said Pueblo, Fort Collins.
There might be the University
of
Colorado.
Oh, Boulder,
yes.
Of course. What's the one way out there on the western edge?
I don't know.
What about Steamboat Springs?
No, what about the hometown?
Aspen.
No. What about the hometown of one Anthony Capra?
Can't remember what his hometown is.
Also, Roy Halladay.
Can't remember their hometown.
Arvada.
Arvada has 100. That's Denver. These are all Denver suburbs. So when you break it down like that, it's not fair to me. What are the others?
Aurora.
Aurora should have gotten.
Lakewood.
Denver.
Thornton.
Denver.
Westminster.
Denver.
Greeley.
That one's the home of Tad Boyle.
And Centennial.
Denver.
Yeah.
So this game is...
Is it? Is Centennial
disingenuous.
Denver? Is Centennial Denver?
Yes.
I'll take your word for it. All right. You're not going to like this game, but I don't see how you do. By my calculations, there are only two franchises. All right, I started doing so. I just, you know how you get on Baseball Reference and you go down rabbit holes.
What's the game?
I'm going to tell you. Do you understand the concept? So I ended up on Sammy Sosa's page because someone texted me about him. And I went to the 89 Rangers. And I saw that they had like Rafael Palmeiro. They had Ruben Sierra. They had Pete Incaviglia or somebody. A bunch of guys with a lot of home runs. So I added up the home run totals for every batter on their team, and then ended up at 3,900 and something. So I wanted to find.
Was this at work?
It's at lunch.
Why do you go down? What? Who cares?
So I wanted to find teams that had more, and there are only two franchises in the history of baseball where if you add up every player, they come to 4,000 home runs, and those franchises are the Indians.
No, they're not.
Of 1995 and 96.
No, they're not.
And the 2005 Yankees and the 2013 Yankees. I think there's actually another Yankees team. Which one of those teams do you want to guess players from?
The Cleveland Indians.
1996 Indians had
Albert Bell.
12 players that had 100 career
Albert
home runs.
Albert Bell.
Or more, yes.
Eddie Murray.
Yes.
Jim Thome.
Yes.
Roberto Alomar.
He wasn't there yet.
He wasn't there yet.
No, but they did have a second baseman who hit some homers.
Carlos Baerga.
Yes.
Kenny Lofton get to 100 home
runs? He did.
Who else? Man.
They had two catchers do it.
Sandy Alomar?
Yeah.
I don't know who the other catcher
would have been. Former Cardinal.
Who?
Former Pirate.
Oh, Mike LaValle.
No.
He didn't hit 100 home runs.
I don't think
Tony
so.
Tony Pena.
Yes. The ageless one, played forever.
I don't know who that
played
is.
Until he's like 47.
Oh, Julio Franco?
Yeah. You're missing one, you know, one of the prolific outfielders of the day.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm missing him.
From Cleveland. Cleveland. PEDs all the time.
Who?
PEDs, a bunch of suspensions.
Yeah, who was that?
Somebody being somebody.
I don't know who.
Manny.
Oh, man,
Ramirez.
Forgot about him.
And then you have, I don't think you'll get the two young guys that came up.
Who were they?
Jeremy Burnett and Brian Giles.
Brian Giles, good player. Jeremy Burnett's. Just hit some home runs.
Yeah, I agree.
But Brian Giles was a good player.
And you know who also was on the 96 Indians?
No.
The all-time leader in home runs at second base, Jeff Kent.
He was?
Yes.
What's the Cardinal record for having guys
on
a team with the most home
runs? I've looked at some Cardinals teams because
it has to be McGuire, one of McGuire's years.
I would guess.
Wouldn't it?
Maybe 2001 because that's when Pujols broke in. And they both have about 1,200 combined.
Yeah, but I don't think McGuire hit many home runs in
2000. I'm talking about career home runs. If you add up their career home run totals, doesn't matter with what team.
Well,
there's nobody else that got to 4,000 besides the Yankees and the Indians.
Nobody.
Nobody that I've seen, and I've checked everyone.
How'd you do that over lunch, by the way?
It's been like the last week I've been doing it. I've been obsessed.
That's ridiculous. You've been obsessed for checking this. Who cares?
Here's what you have to find: the guys who played forever at the beginning and end of their careers when they weren't starters. So like Harold Baines when he was on the bench, and they'd have another like DH who hit a bunch of home runs, like Jose Canseco or something.
Well, the 2001 Cardinals may have done some damage in this area.
They didn't get to 4,000. I don't think you
did
understand.
Did they have McGuire? Yeah, they had McGuire. They had Lankford, Edmonds, Pujols. They had Bobby Bonilla. That's about it in terms of home runs. So. But that's a good number of home runs.
I know, but you don't understand how difficult it is to get to 4,000. Listen to the 2013 Yankees, who they had. Lyle Overbay, Robinson Cano, Vernon Wells, Brett Gardner, Ichiro, Travis Hafner, Mark Teixeira, Curtis Granderson, Alfonso Soriano, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Reynolds, Kevin Youkilis, Derek Jeter. 2005 Yankees had Posada, Tino Martinez, Cano, Jeter, A-Rod, Matsui, Bernie Williams, Jason Giambi, Ruben Sierra, Matt Lawton, and Melky Cabrera. All over 100 career home runs.
Cardinals ran out of guys.
Exactly. That's how it goes for most
teams.
Tell
me how many, within 30, how many career home runs for Bobby Bonilla?
Well, I looked at him a bunch. He was at like 270.
287. You look at him a bunch.
Yes, because he was on a lot of teams. So I went to, like, his Orioles teams or his Marlins, or he was on a Dodgers team that year that he got traded from the Marlins to the Dodgers, and Mike Piazza went the other way. So they had Sheffield, Bonilla, Piazza, and a whole bunch of other guys, and they got to 3,900, but not 4,000.
Give me within 30 the career home runs for Jim Edmonds.
He was in the high 300s. He was like 393.
Yeah, how do you know? What is wrong with you? Why don't you do something constructive?
I think this is constructive.
What's constructive about this?
It's interesting. 4,000 home runs?
But no one has ever cared about that.
Jamin sort of did.
Sort of. He's throwing you a bone.
Probably.
It's not all that interesting.
It's pretty interesting when you get into it.
It's not, you know, back in the day, I had this deal, and I thought I was the only one doing it in the country, and I think I was, where I graded farm systems before anybody else ever did it.
It's good stuff.
A long time ago, where I looked at a major league roster, the major league rosters, all of them, and I went through each roster, and I figured out who drafted these players and where they were picked. And in that regard, I ranked.
So you're ranking farm systems
I ranked
based on
organizations
their major league
players? Based on how many of their draft picks got to the big leagues. Not necessarily with their franchise, but over the course of time, how many players, 750, where did they start their career? Who drafted them?
Okay.
And I gauged the ability of a franchise.
Player development.
On that fact. And that took forever. But it was interesting.
Right.
This isn't interesting.
Yes, it is.
It's not interesting.
It's upsetting when you think you're going to get close at, oh, it's 3,200. And it's so far away, and you just want to find one more. And you're clicking on these guys on my phone, clicking them, and it takes
That's
forever.
That's sad. That's desperate. That feels like you're in a desperate mode.
You know it's interesting.
I would tell you that is not that interesting to me. It just means a bunch of washed-up guys are now playing on a team with some good players, which is
and
the
that's
case.
Interesting because that it doesn't happen. I gave you four or five examples. That's it.
Boy, I'd love to tell you it's interesting. Maybe you'll get great feedback.
Well, maybe.
Is anybody texting and
Not
saying,
yet,
boy,
but
that's
they will.
That's fascinating
but
stuff.
But you see like a Matt Williams jumps around to some teams. He plays with Barry Bonds, and Barry Bonds plays with Jeff Kent, and Eric Davis is with the Giants. So you want to find these guys that will add up, and it just doesn't do it. Doesn't do it. Joe Carter played with the Giants.
I can relate to the pouring yourself into a topic. I can't relate to this topic.
Really? How would you not think that's interesting? Can't you imagine Jason Stark having – I'll tweet it to him. Maybe he'll
tweet
put
it to Jason Stark.
Maybe he'll put it in his next column.
Tweet it to Jason Stark and see what he does. See if there's any reaction.
Okay.
Maybe he'll jump on it. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't strike me as being that interesting.
Well,
because it has no real value.
But you didn't immerse yourself in it the way I did.
Right. Nor would I, because I don't find it to be that interesting. Finding out where players got drafted, who, what organizations?
But that's not really ranking their farm systems.
It's ranking their scouting and their player development.
Well, if they were good scouts, maybe they wouldn't have let those guys go to different organizations.
I thought it was fascinating.
It's okay. Margin.
No, it's better
margin
than this.
4,000 homers.
If I'd have done this, I'd have been kicked out of journalism.
Well, they're not going to kick me out, I don't think.
But I actually published that for a few years in the Wichita Eagle, of all places.
Who let that go?
The editors at the time loved it. I'm the only one doing that.
It's not bad. But I don't think you can grade an organization based on it necessarily. Because
I think you can grade their scouting.
If you draft a guy and he gets to the major leagues with another franchise, that's not necessarily.
But that's interesting, too, to see how many players you actually kept in your realm, right?
Yeah. So, like, I'll just use Cleveland as an example. When they traded Bartolo Colon and got back Cliff Lee, Grady Sizemore, and Brandon Phillips, is that a credit to the Expos organization because they drafted those guys? Or is it
a credit to both.
I guess.
It's a credit certainly to the – you don't think the scouts and the player personnel people that got those guys signed into the big leagues take pride in that? Of course they do.
Probably.
Of course they do.
But their development was finished off with another organization.
Part of development is to develop players that you use in trades.
Right.
That's part of
so
development.
So who do you give more credit to, the finishing off – of the of
it's
the,
a it's a
development,
it's a team effort,
or do you credit the guys who drafted
it's a
them?
Team effort Of course.
It's not a team effort. It's two
Let's,
teams.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk Chiefs with one of our Chiefs experts, Adam Teicher, ESPN.com. We'll get his assessment of where Kansas City is right now after the draft, the free agency period in the NFL. Training camp's still a ways away. So it's kind of a dormant period right now in the National Football League. And we'll get Adam's thoughts next. This is Bob and Jeff on KFH.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KFH.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities.
Dog and Butterfly from Heart. We continue with that musical theme for the week. Adam Teicher joins us, ESPN.com, of course, has covered the Kansas City Chiefs for a lot of years, and we consider him to be our Chiefs expert. Adam, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing well. So we talked to you before the draft and wanted to get with you after the draft. We've had a couple weeks now to process all of it. How do you regard the draft performance for the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, they got themselves a lot of defensive backs. We know that much. They drafted 5 of them and brought in 8 total new defensive backs from last year, counting free agent signings and trades. So they got a crowd back there. So, you know, if their strength in numbers, Chiefs going to be pretty strong in their secondary. But, you know, I like Trent McDuffie. I like both their first-round picks. I think the ceiling or the floor is kind of high with both of those guys, so I feel like they'll be okay there. To me, this draft may hinge on the second round picks, you know, whether Sky Moore and Brian Cook can be the players the Chiefs hope. If they can, I think this you know, we'll look back at this Chiefs draft as being a pretty good one.
Was cornerback a need that was just so glaring that it needed to be addressed, or was part of that that the division added Russell Wilson and Devontae Adams and has Justin Herbert? Was that part of that thinking?
Yeah, they were pretty thin back there. I mean, I feel with L'Jarius Sneed and Rashad Fenton, they had a pretty good start. It's not like the cupboard was bare. But the Chiefs had some work to do, and they have now. I mean, they've really, thrown some numbers at this and look like they're going to be pretty deep with a corner and really at safety as well. So we'll see how well the execution was, but I kind of like the plan.
Adam Teicher, our guest, ESPN.com. So I agree with you that the second-round picks could tell a lot of the story. I specifically think Sky Moore will be one of those who ends up telling a big, big story about how this draft went, because there's still apprehension about losing Tyreek Hill, of course, and obviously. Do you think the Chiefs have put enough in that position to be still an extremely viable pass-oriented football team in the AFC West? And I know they have the quarterback to do that, so it's a little bit of a silly question, but do they have the receiving core that makes you comfortable?
I think they're going to be good enough. I don't know. You know, we're used to dynamic things from the Chiefs, and I don't know if this might be a little different type of team. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, they still have Travis Kelce, and they still have Patrick Mahomes, and they still have Andy Reid directing things. Very good offensive line. So I think the Chiefs will be okay. I don't know quite what to expect from them, but I feel like there's enough there that they'll be able to make something work. I have some questions about some of their receivers. Marquez Valdez-Scantling was kind of a inconsistent, kind of a one-trick kind of wide receiver at Green Bay. You know, the Chiefs think of him as more than that. They think there's some untapped potential there. And we'll see if they're right. If they are, then I think this Chiefs offense can be pretty good. But, Juju Smith-Schuster is some years removed from his best year now. And can he get back to what he was? And Travis Kelce's 32. And, you know, we already talked about Valdez-Scantling. You know, what does Sky Moore bring? You know, is he going to be a dynamic player? Is he just a guy? You know, all these things won't resolve themselves in a positive way. There'll be one or two of these things we look back on and go, yeah, we were right to wonder about that. So it's just a matter of how the Chiefs overcome those things and whether they can make it work. I feel like they'll be okay, but I don't know. I also feel like we're going into the great unknown a little bit here. We just don't know what this is going to look like or how successful it's going to be.
Adam, I feel like outside of Jonathan Taylor and Travis Henry and maybe a couple others,
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry. Travis Henry is a different runner. I don't know why I couldn't think of his name. But outside of those guys and a couple more, running backs are fairly interchangeable. But the Chiefs got Ronald Jones, who's probably on that interchangeable list. But considering they've got production out of Jerick McKinnon and Darrell Williams, is that fairly under the radar? Can we expect anything from Ronald Jones?
Yeah, Travis Henry is a country singer, no?
He was a running back at Tennessee, but way back in the day, maybe?
Is that right? Okay, well, then maybe you got me there. But Ronald Jones, the Chiefs like him. I mean, the way they talk about him, they think maybe he's going to be more productive than people think. So we'll see if they're right there. I mean, he's not shown maybe the receiving skills to be a great fit in the Chiefs offense, maybe. But, maybe the Chiefs know better than we do, so we'll see. But I do feel like the Chiefs will, they're going to try certainly to get something out of him. That is kind of an underrated signing. Edwards-Helaire is still around, but I feel like Ronald Jones is going to probably play a lot. And if the two of those guys stay healthy, those are, RB1 and RB2. And Chiefs drafted a guy. They have a couple other guys. They'll need to fill in around them. But they do feel like Ronald Jones can be part of the solution and not part of the problem.
There was a time when I was very high on Ronald Jones. I picked him up in fantasy. He performed well, and he's not that far removed from that. So I do think that's one to keep an eye on. And by the way, Travis Henry did play at Tennessee, was a running back, spent 7 years in the NFL, a Pro Bowl selection in 2002 for the Tennessee Titans. So, I don't know, Jeff came up with something there.
Yeah,
I got to give him credit.
Maybe it was Travis Henry that we should be talking about and not Derrick Henry.
Maybe so.
Could be. We're talking, of course, with Adam Teicher from ESPN.com, and it's still fascinating. And the last time you were on, we tried to break down the AFC West a little bit, and it's just a fascinating division. Every team has made improvements for sure. We believe the Chiefs might even be as good as they were last year, but their schedule is much more difficult. The AFC West is loaded. Have you had any time to kind of figure out who you think might be the favorite in that division?
Yeah, you know, I still like the Chiefs, but, you know, I can see an argument for the Chargers. I can see an argument for the Broncos. I mean, I think, you know, you can really put those three teams in a bag, shake it up, and pull them out any way, and you have a chance of being right when the season's over. You know, I talked to somebody recently with another team who said those games in the AFC West this year are going to be all like playoff games. You know, they're going to have that kind of intensity, and you know, you're going to need to bring your A game to win, and that's for sure. And you know, how exactly it's going to shake out, I don't know. I feel like free agency was kind of the other three teams' chance to improve themselves, and it certainly looks like they did. But the draft was the Chiefs' chance to catch up to that, and I feel like they have a chance. They gave themselves a chance to do that. So, you know, while maybe the end result is that the other teams close the gap, I still think the Chiefs are going to be the team to beat in the fall.
I think they might be the best team. I'm just not sure that schedule that they're playing will allow them to win that division. I think it's one of the most difficult, brutal schedules that I've ever seen in the NFL, and that's where my hesitation comes from.
It is, but you know, some of the other teams have similar schedules, not identical, but similar. They don't. Yeah. Nobody else plays the Bengals. Nobody else plays the Bills, and that's where. You know, the real edge comes in. But other than that, you know, everybody's got the Rams, and everybody's got the 49ers, and
right,
and everybody's got, you know, Indianapolis and those teams down in that division. So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. But you're right, the Chiefs' schedule is more difficult than anyone else's. At least it looks like that at this point.
Adam, we always appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, good stuff, guys. Talk to you next time.
Thanks.
All right, Adam Teicher from ESPN.com. So you got your top five on American Idol, and I'll just go ahead and tell you where their careers are going to go, okay?
What if people haven't watched this yet?
I care?
Turn the channel. Turn it down for a second.
If you're still waiting to hear the top five, then you're out of touch, but I'll go ahead and turn
it. You're going to forecast things that aren't going to come true because American Idol doesn't have track record.
Oh, it has a great track record.
It has an okay
track. With producing people who make a living in the industry. They may not be the major stars of the industry, but they have a lot of people who are still out there touring and making records. And
they're doing okay.
Making music. Much better than The Voice.
Fine.
American Idol is a
it's not a superstar maker. It has made some superstars.
If you can make any superstars, you're worthwhile. And it's made several superstars. Kelly Clarkson, superstar. Carrie Underwood, superstar. Jennifer Hudson, superstar. That's three superstars.
Jennifer Hudson a superstar?
Of course she is. Are you out of your mind?
I'd have to think about that.
You would have to think. She just starred as Aretha Franklin.
Have to think about that.
Jeff, I don't like this. This part of you I don't like. This makes me wonder how you can have these opinions. You don't think Jennifer Hudson is a superstar.
But I have to think about it.
Well, thank.
I will. I'll come back with an answer tomorrow.
She's one of the most sought-after actresses and singers in the industry, in the entire industry.
Okay, well, then you could name one song that she's done.
She was in the movie Chicago as the lead performer. Did you not see that movie?
We might have watched it. I'm not sure.
How can you be flippant?
I thought Renee Zellweger was the lead.
How can you be flippant about Jennifer Hudson?
I said I'd have to think about it. I'm not taking a position.
Of course she's a superstar.
All right, then she's a superstar. Wasn't she married to David Otunga?
Might still be, for all I know. Don't know.
Is it, what a weird pairing
that anyway,
is.
Anyway, the top five, Leah Marlene, has a chance. Hunter Girl could be a country music superstar. Okay?
Okay.
Nicolina could be a, she's similar to Jennifer Hudson in many ways. Nicolina could be that kind of performer. She's just unbelievably good. Fritz Hager, don't see it. And then my wife believes Noah Thompson will be a country music star as well.
All right, I don't know.
Those are your five remaining contestants. I think at least two of them will have a bright future in the music industry.
Well, I'm going to take your
And I'm going to say that. I'm going to say this class will produce a star. Maybe not a superstar, but a star. Is Lauren Elena a star?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, she is. I like her, actually.
She's a star.
Yeah.
That's an American Idol person. Is Adam Lambert a star?
He's probably a superstar.
He's close.
He's singing with Queen. You don't just do that.
No, you don't. So that's what I'm trying to convince you of.
I'm saying that those are exceptions to me. Those are exceptions to the rule.
Phillips a star?
Who? Paul Phillips, the old Mets catcher? I don't know what you're asking me.
Is Catherine McPhee a star?
She's all right.
Is Jordan Sparks a star? Kinda.
Depends on how you define star, I guess. She's okay. I think I've played her music out at Riverfront Stadium.
Well, there you go. So, I mean, there's been some people that have come through there and done well. Is Fantasia a star?
I don't know. It's been so long. I don't know what she's up to.
I think you've missed the boat.
What about Scotty McCreery?
He's a star. Close to a superstar. He's had 3 number one hits.
It's not bad.
He's a superstar. Chris Allen.
Don't know him.
That's too bad. Clay Aiken had a moment.
Briefly, yes.
What about Kelly Pickler?
She's all right.
We mentioned Daughtry. And of course, the top four, Hudson, Lambert, Clarkson, and Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, that might be forever. I don't know if it's going to be hard to knock one of those off the
It'll be hard.
American
you
Idol
go
Mount
from
Rushmore.
4 Jennifer Hudson to 5 Catherine McPhee. There's a gap there.
Yeah, so someone's going to have to come along and be incredible.
But
do they use the word superstar to describe Jennifer Hudson?
Sure they do. She was only a 7th place finisher on American Idol if you win that. She won an Academy Award for Dreamgirls. That's superstar.
That's like The Miz getting kicked off Tough Enough.
No, listen up. She won an Academy Award.
It's not bad.
Don't be a...
The Miz won a couple slammies.
I hate it when you do this. You sound stupid. And you're not... That's not what you should do on this show.
I don't care,
You
though.
Should strive to sound intelligent.
But I don't... If I do, I do. But if
you,
I don't,
but
who cares?
But you, and then you get worked up when people online attack you.
But they,
so
don't,
you can't
under,
have
they don't
it,
understand.
You can't have it both ways. Either you are bright, intelligent, and you have thought out well reason.
But I don't need to be bright and intelligent all the time.
Or you point out that Miz won 2 slammies. And then if you do point that
he's
out,
two-time also
you
WWE
gotta be
champ.
See, you think it's funny, but then you gotta be prepared to take
funny.
The heat.
Bring it.
And not whine to me at McAllister's about, Oh, they weren't.
They
good
were
God.
Mean. They're mean on this. What? No, I said put up the billboard. But also put your name on if you're going to do it.
By the way, it gives the net worth of these individuals. And it's interesting. You know, to me, if you're Elliot Yameen, who finished fifth on American Idol, or I'm sorry, the fifth season of American Idol in third place, and your net worth today is $6 million, you kind of made it, didn't you?
I guess. But net worth includes your house and, you know.
Well, sure, I know what net worth is.
So it's not like he's got $6 million in the bank.
No, but he's doing well.
He's doing all right.
If Jennifer Hudson's net worth is $30 million, hasn't she done well?
Yeah. What's Carrie Underwood's? I'm going to say she's $250 million.
$140.
Hmm, okay.
Kelly Clarkson, I'm surprised. Her network has to be going way up with her syndicated show, right? That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff people get very wealthy off of.
Well, what's her net worth?
It says $45 million, but I'll guarantee you in a couple years that will shoot up precipitously. Seems because her show's pretty good.
I've not watched it.
It's not bad. I've seen it a couple times. And I love Kelly Clarkson.
What network is it on?
I think it's on CBS.
Well, good. Then we'll
have
I'm not sure.
I don't look at the network.
Well, you
who
should.
Who cares? I don't care. I don't care what network it's on.
Man.
It's a syndicated show, so anybody's free to pick it up.
She's got a she makes a lot of money.
Well, what's she make?
She makes over $1.5 million a month.
Well, that's what happens when you get a syndicated show.
Well, that's what it is now. I don't know what it is post.
We've been striving forever to get this show into syndication.
Well, let's do it. Make a call.
I've never made a call
to the premier radio networks.
This show would fall flat because people wouldn't get it. They'd get me. But when you start to talk about the Miz winning slammies, see, that's what's holding us back.
Do you think people get Jim Rome?
I think I've just figured it out.
Okay,
I've tied.
Well, then dump me.
I've tied an albatross to my neck.
Then drop me. Find somebody else.
And this is what's holding me back.
Okay, well, do something about it, man.
It just became clear.
I'm telling you to do something about it.
You're fired.
Okay, see ya.
Tony, draw up the papers. Back in a minute. Bob and Jeff, KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.